Friday, Kim.
What's on tap today?
Well, we begin today in Kazan, Russia, where the World Aquatic Championships are underway. Thursday was a busy day in the central Russian city, as five finals took place on the competition's third to last day. The highly anticipated men's 100-meter freestyle final featured a photo finish as China's Ning Shidao, Australia's Cameron McAvoy, and Argentina's Federico Grabic all finished within 0.3 seconds of each other. Although McAvoy had the best time in the semifinals, he had to settle for silver as Zhitao claimed yet another gold medal for China. Grabic came in third to earn the bronze, the first medal ever awarded to an Argentinian swimmer at the World Aquatic Championships. The men's 200-meter individual medley had no surprises, as American Ryan Lochte, who is the world record holder in the event, won his record fourth consecutive IM gold and 24th medal overall at the Worlds. After the race, Lochte spoke about which of those medal wins was the most memorable.
It would have to be a toss-up between this one that I did tonight, just because I made history. I think that's the coolest thing when you can say that you've done that in any kind of sport. Or 2011 when I broke the world record. One of those is definitely something that I'll remember for the rest of my life.
Thiago Pereira of Brazil came in second, while Wang Shun of China took the bronze. The women's 200-meter butterfly event was anything but close, as Japan's Natsumi Hoshi touched the wall almost a full second before silver medalist Camille Adams. It is Japan's first gold medal in Kazan, and the first victory for a Japanese female at any swimming race in World Aquatics Championship history. Zhang Yufei of China came in third, and although her time was only good enough for bronze, Yufei, who is only 17, set a new junior world record, beating her own mark set earlier this month. The women's 50-meter backstroke yielded two more medals for the Chinese, as Fu Yuanhui took the gold and Liu Xiang settled for bronze. Finishing 0.15 seconds behind Yuanhui was Brazilian Etienne Medeiros, who earned silver. And finally, in the women's 4x200-meter freestyle relay, the United States were powered to a win by phenom Katie Ledecky, who has already won three golds and broken a world record in Kazan. Along with her teammates Missy Franklin, Leah Smith, and Katie McLaughlin, Katie and the United States cruised to a win by almost 3 seconds over the second-place Italians. After the race, Katie McLaughlin and Katie Ledecky both spoke about how their teams gave them motivation.
Not particularly. I knew if I was within striking distance that I could bring it home and tough it out. But honestly, Katie McLaughlin had the best last 50 out there, and I'm so proud of her, what she's done this week. She's had a tremendous week and has really done a lot for our team.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, definitely having my teammates, too, on my relay, it definitely gave me a little strength at the end when I started to feel tired. I just want to do it for the team and for USA, so...
The Chinese women took the bronze in that race. And that brings us now to the medal count, where China still has a commanding lead. With 32 medals overall and 14 golds, the Chinese have 5 more golds than the closest challenger and 12 more medals overall. The second place country is the United States, who used a strong day on Thursday to pass Russia in the standings. The U.S. now has 20 total medals and 9 gold ones. Russia, in third, has the same number of gold medals as the U.S., but fewer overall, with just 15. The World Aquatics Championships finish this Sunday, August 9th. Kick it!
The Sunny Side of Sports welcomes your comments.
You can send me email at sunny at voanews.com. Sunny is spelled S-O-N-N-Y. And pick up a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper. My full postal mailing address is The Sunny Side of Sports, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, Room 1613, Washington, D.C., 20237.
The VOA's Daybreak Africa
Voice
Sportsman.
Of America.
The VOA's Daybreak Africa Sportsman Mark Ouma joins us now from Johannesburg, South Africa, and I believe he's tipping off with basketball.
Hosts Mali dismissed Morocco 76-34 in quarterfinal action at the Africa Boys Under-16 Basketball Championships in Bamako on Thursday night. Angola outplayed Nigeria 79-48, Egypt breezed past Tunisia 93-85, and Algeria outplayed South Africa 62-41. Today, Friday, in semifinal action, Mali play Algeria as Angola encounter Egypt. In classification matches, Morocco play South Africa as Nigeria encounter Tunisia. In rugby, Namibia host Kenya in a Confederation of African Rugby Division 1 a tie in Fintok tomorrow Saturday. Turning to football, African champions Mali are drawn with Belgium, Ecuador and Honduras in Group D preliminaries at the Boys 2015 FIFA Under-17 World Cup. According to the draws conducted in Santiago, Chile on Thursday night, Nigeria is in Group A with Croatia, the United States of America and hosts Chile. Guinea is in Group B with Brazil, England and South Korea. South Africa is in Group E where they face Costa Rica, North Korea and Russia. In Switzerland, Mauritania is Africa's most improved men's national football team, while Benin has slipped by the widest margin according to the FIFA rankings released in Zurich on Thursday. Placed 19th, Algeria's Desert Fox are Africa's highest-ranked team. African champions Ivory Coast are 21st, Ghana 27th, Tunisia 34th, Senegal 39th, Cameroon 42nd, Republic of Congo 43rd, Cape Verde Islands 50th, Egypt 52nd, and Nigeria 53rd. Meanwhile, in an all-Algerian encounter, Mouloudia El Ulma host USM Algiers in El Ulma, as Sudan's El Hilal welcome Morocco's Maghreb Tetouan in Omdurman in mini-league action in the Orange Africa Champions League today, Friday. Tomorrow, Saturday, the Democratic Republic of Congo's TP Mazembe host Egypt's Smuha in Lubumbashi as Sudan's El Merrek host Algeria's defending champions Intensity in Khartoum on Sunday. Elsewhere, South Africa's Orlando Pirates welcome Tunisia's CS Faxim to Soweto as Tunisia's Etoile du Sahel host Egyptian defending champions El Ahly in Sousse in mini-league action in the Orange Africa Confederations Cup tomorrow, Saturday. On Sunday, Republic of Congo's AC Leopards are at home to Egypt's Zamalek in Dolesi as Mali's Stade Malien hosts Tunisia's Esperance in Bamako.
Thank you, Mark. The 2015-2016 English Premier League season kicks off Saturday with six games. Louis van Gaal's Manchester United will open the season against last year's fifth-place finisher Tottenham Hotspur early on Saturday afternoon. And later on Saturday night, Eden Hazard and last year's champions Chelsea will begin their title defense against Swansea City. Chelsea's manager Jose Mourinho spoke recently about his team's readiness for the upcoming season.
No, we are where we can be. We have the same team, we have the same players. We had a good holiday because I thought a good holiday is important for the future of these players during a long season they have in front of them. We decided for a short preseason, shorter than many other teams. So, you know, we are where we are, and Wednesday we have another match to play and for other players to get more minutes, and we will try to be in conditions to start.
We'll see if that idea of taking a short preseason works out. On Sunday, Christian Benteke and Liverpool will begin their campaign at Stoke City, while a newly repowered Arsenal will take on West Ham United. And finally, on Monday, Yaya Toure and Manchester City look to begin their season on a good note against West Brom. At a press conference on Friday, City boss Manuel Pellegrini set the bar very high for his star-studded team.
Well, always for me, a good season in a big team is that you must win a title. You know, you cannot say that it was a very good season and you didn't win then nothing about it. But after that, I think also it's very important the way you win that title. Maybe for some reason you can win the title, and if I'm not happy in the way we play, for me, no, it's not a good season. That's why I repeat, for me, both things. First of all, win, because you must win titles. And the second thing is to play in the way I like this team must play.
Last year, Manchester City finished second after a frustrating season of chasing Chelsea at the top of the table. If you'd like more information on the upcoming Premier League season, the majority of today's 30-minute extended edition of Sunny Side of Sports is for you. I sit down with VOA's resident football buffs Downtown Brown and Tef Tef to discuss some of the big stories in English football this season. You can catch that at 1730 UTC on The Voice of America.
I am the greatest. This kid fights great. He's got speed and endurance. But if you sign to fight him, increase your insurance. I am the greatest.
Friends, we can all listen to The Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
The Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports.
The Sunny Side of Sports Show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports right here on The Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Next weekend, Jordan Spieth and the rest of professional golf's elite will be in Kohler, Wisconsin, in the northern central USA, for the final golf major of the year, the PGA Championship. Right now, though, the top golfers in the world are focusing on the WGC Bridgestone Invitational, which is currently in its second round. The current leaders are American Jim Furyk and Graham McDowell of Northern Ireland, both at 4-under. 22 other golfers are within the three spots, or within three shots of the lead, including world number two Jordan Spieth and British Open champion Zach Johnson. The African highest on the leaderboard is South African Carl Schwartzel, who is currently even. The next two rounds of the WGC Bridgestone Invitational will be played this weekend, and the PGA Championship will begin next Thursday, August 13th. And that does it for today's edition of The Sunny Side of Sports. I'm VOA's Jonah Haskell. Back to Kim Lewis and Yehaeus Wuhib.
Thank you, Jonah. And listen to The Sunny Side of Sports Monday through Friday.